serving communities in northern and central Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. This is Aspirus Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
It's so important for expecting moms to see their healthcare provider as soon as they know they're pregnant to ensure mom and baby get off to a great, healthy start. Aspirus OB-GYNs provide personalized care for women before, during, and after pregnancy, even if it's normal or high risk. My guest today is Dr. Spring Madosh. She's a family medicine provider at Aspirus, and she's board certified by the American Board of Family Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Madosh. Tell us a little bit about the importance of prenatal care, and even before you get pregnant, taking care of yourself.
You bet. There is so much that happens, I think, oftentimes, even before women get to the point of realizing that they're pregnant. As we know, usually one of the first symbols to most women that they're pregnant is that they miss a period. And usually at that point, they've already been pregnant for about 2 weeks. During those initial weeks is really when some of the most important parts of a baby's development start, including most of their organs. That usually continues till about 10 weeks of age. And so during that time, there are key things that need to happen in the way of health and fitness, in the way of nutrition, and in the way of getting in to see a doctor to know what the risks are for the pregnancy so that you can proceed in the safest manner possible.
Are there certain things you'd like women to do? As you say that first, you might have been pregnant for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, maybe that woman's been drinking. Maybe that woman hasn't quit smoking. I mean, there are so many things during those first few weeks when you don't know if you're pregnant. Are there things you want women to do before they plan on trying to get pregnant?
You know, there are some very helpful things you can do. Lots of women will come in for actually a pre-pregnancy or a preconception visit. And during that visit, we talk about what are the things you can do to help be ready to be pregnant. And you're right. One of the first things we think about is, are there any things that we're putting into the body that could be dangerous for a baby? Alcohol being one of the top things we know we try and get rid of. That's not safe for a baby to have that in their system. And it would move through the mother's bloodstream, and that wouldn't be a safe way to go. Certainly, we talk through all of the mother's medications when we do that visit. Consider, are there medications that we can switch to other choices that would be safer? There's also lots that you can do in the way of helping promote healthy dental care. That's a big part of health when you're pregnant, and so taking care of dental needs before you get pregnant is a really important idea. And I guess the single most important is when it talks to the nutritional basis that women need, having a prenatal vitamin before you get pregnant so that you have that important store of folic acid to help with the baby's neurologic development is really an important step before you're pregnant.
I think that's a great idea, Dr. Madosh, to have a pre-pregnancy initial appointment so that you can find out all of those things so that you're more prepared. And the prenatal vitamins, speak to that a little bit. How much, what are they taking, what's in them these days?
Exactly. And, you know, you go into the pharmacy and there's a whole shelf, and what are you really looking for? The most important thing about a prenatal vitamin that's different from other vitamins is it needs to have at least 800 milligrams of folic acid or folate in the vitamin. Lots of different vitamins will offer a variety of that, and that's the most important thing when you look at the back of that label. The other thing that's a little different is most prenatal vitamins now will include a fish oil component, or DHA, which is a plant-derived omega-3 fatty acid, which can also help with the baby's neurologic development and promoting brain functions.
That's so important. That's new. I don't remember mine having that in there. So that's great. I just think that's great. And what about things like exercise? Women may get afraid to do exercise or start an exercise program if they are newly pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant.
Right. And I think, to be honest, that's something that we really have come to a new and different understanding of in more recent years. I think in the past they used to tell women, you know, you need to stay at home, you need to rest, you can't leave the house, you're pregnant, you have to take it easy. And in fact, we know now that having some moderate daily exercise actually improves infant brain function later in life. And so we do recommend that women come in and talk about exercise with us. And whether it be a program where you're getting in a swimming pool and just moving around freely, or starting up a walking routine, or I have women who will do jogging during pregnancy. Finding the right fit for you is important, but boy, that exercise is a key part of it. It'll help you feel better. It'll help you gain more healthy amount of weight during pregnancy, and that will help all the way through.
What do you want women to think about, Dr. Madosh, where nutrition is concerned and diet? They think, oh, great, now I'm newly pregnant. I can eat whatever I want and as much of it as I want.
great point. And it's hard, you know, it's an uphill battle when you have hormones telling you that you need to eat more and more. The balance of it is to be honest, your body needs about 200 to 400 extra calories per day. And it's not that you have to sit down and count those out. What I usually recommend to women is just have some healthy snacks that you can reach for when you get those cravings. Whether it be some carrot sticks that are in the fridge already cut up and ready to go, some apple slices that you can smear some peanut butter on. Some of those ready-to-go snacks are a really good idea, just so that when you're at that moment of getting a hunger craving, you're not running to the vending machine and grabbing the first candy bar you see. That's what we're trying to steer to the healthier options for.
Dr. Madash, speaking of cravings, do cravings for certain things, like they say pregnant women crave pickles or they crave dirt or they crave all these other things, does that mean they're deficient in something?
Good question. At times, there's a possibility that there may be a sign that you could be low on iron. Iron sometimes results in cravings for things like ice. Hot water would be a typical craving for an iron deficiency person. However, most of the cravings in pregnancy are really just a hormone-related call-out for increase in fluid intake. People who crave pickles or salty foods probably just need to have a little more hydration, and that's their way that their body sends the signal, which is kind of an interesting message when it comes out as pickles.
It sure is. What about a woman who might have high-risk tendencies? She's obese when she finds out newly that she's pregnant, or diabetes runs in her family, or premature birth runs in her family. What do you want those women to know if they just get pregnant or they're planning on it?
Great question. The sooner you can come in to talk with your doctor, the better. Certainly, we know that there are interventions that we can take for high-risk women, especially women who have knowledge of history of preterm delivery in their family, you know, any of the things that you mentioned. We have ways to help that early on in pregnancy. And I'm talking about, I mean, you're going to find out you're pregnant early, 4, 6, 8 weeks. That's the time that you need to be coming in to talk about those things and really getting a plan for how you can best approach that in pregnancy.
How do you find out that you are a high-risk pregnancy?
Most of the time, women actually discuss it when they come in with their doctor. They either have, you know, discussed with their own family members stories about their pregnancies, and they know that there are either family conditions that they need to be aware of, or if they've had previous pregnancies themselves that have been more challenging pregnancies where more interventions or more checkups have been required. Those are signs that you're at higher risk.
Are there any things you want women not to do? Are there certain things you want them to use as a red flag when you're pregnant? Everything's a little bit scary, Dr. Madash. And because of hormones that are released, relaxin and such, there are certain exercises to avoid. What do you want women? Just a few things, red flags that would signal trouble.
Good question. I would say if there are a few things that you can do differently in pregnancy that will make things better for you in the long run, first of all, the important thing, please consider avoiding tobacco and alcohol in pregnancy. That will really help women. On the scale of other things that I think sometimes we don't think about as much, when it comes to pregnancy, as much as we encourage exercise, probably one of the few things I would have women do a little differently is the one kind of exercise that we try and do differently in pregnancy is regular abdominal exercises. Crunches are probably a not choice, great choice in pregnancy because the fact that your abdominal muscles are moving out of position to help allow your womb to grow and blossom forward. So that's one thing I would do a little differently there, is avoiding the crunches and the abdominal exercises during pregnancy.
So just in the last few minutes, give us your best advice for women who are thinking about getting pregnant or who have just found out that they're pregnant and why they should come to Aspirus and see you for their care.
To be honest, Aspirus takes care of their patients as if they were family members. I think we love mothers and we love babies, and that makes us good at what we do. So I think that's the best reason of all to come here.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Aspirus Health Talk. And for more information, you can go to aspirus.org. That's aspirus.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.